What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Melodies Kitchen, baby. She y'all down like it just y'all like that. I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is ROMI76 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby.
And check me out on Just a Touch of J Radio.
Y'all hear that?
This is Just a Touch of J.
What's up, y'all? What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining cause they need it, baby. Living your best life just doing what it is that you do. Well, listen, I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Yeah, I know what y'all out there doing. But you are listening to Just a Touch of J Radio. All you need is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of J. A touch of J. J.
Just a touch of J. Just a touch of J.
What's up, y'all? This is Just a Touch of J, baby. And mama gotta drop a dime on you. Mama fine on you, about to drop a dime on you. Yes, now look. Guess what I got for y'all? Just a Touch of J's card dimes. Yeah, y'all remember when I used to come to y'all and I would hit that, you know, that little card thing. It was my card confessions. I'll be telling y'all everything in the car. Yeah, I'm doing that again. Yeah, I'm out here doing what it is that I do, you know, on the road and doing stuff. So I said, you know what? Let's bring that back. Always got something for y'all. So make sure y'all stay tuned because it's up next. Yeah, it's episode 500. Yeah. And man, listen, y'all better make sure y'all hear this one. This is a good one, baby. Yeah, you've arrived. All right? It's up next. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, man? I know y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, just living your best life here, doing what it is that you do. All right? I know you are. And why is it that I tell you that I know you out there, you know, being thorough-wise, doing all that stuff. You know, come on, man. First of all, because God made you that way. Yeah, shout out to you, God. He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes, he is. Now, look, mama got to drop a dime on you because, you know, there is another thing that I tell you, too. Yeah, man, listen, what's the second thing I tell y'all? What? I know y'all out there being thoroughly wise because what? You out there listening to me. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Did I tell you a third thing, too? What's the third thing I tell y'all? I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me on three. You ready? One, two, and three. Hi, haters. Because y'all need this to work, too. Yes, y'all, they need this work too. They do. They really do need it. You know, so look, you just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of Jay experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on. Who this lady Jay? What she talking about? High haters, you know, all that type of stuff. Okay, let me explain it to you. Hate is acknowledgement backwards, baby. Okay? People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you properly. And this is Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all know I got to put that out there in pieces for you. All right? So look, let me go ahead because I'm giving you all my car confessions. All right? This is what this is all about. Okay? I'm putting it out there in pieces for you. All right? Just like I do with the haters when they come over and they says and God be doing his Psalms 23 thing. Yeah, you know, he prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemy. They got to watch you eat. So he does all these things, right, to lure them on over. And they come over like, wait a minute, hold on. That my girl over there shining on, my boy shining on them. But really, you know, like they be hating on you, baby. You know, on the low, like they over there doing now. Let me see. And they wind up getting blessed by the message. So you never hate on them. You know, the ones they believe you and all that type of stuff that they start like, you know, paying attention now. Because, you know, God just putting you out there shining bright like a diamond. Yeah. You don't never hate on. You just say, hi, haters. Because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all, they need this work too. So that's what I got to come on here and talk to y'all about. So look, this is my car confessions. Now, I'm going to have to probably put my mic on. I got my mic, but I don't be putting my mic on because I'm like, I've been recording y'all these and they just been sounding so crazy, like the sound in the background and stuff. So look, we gonna see how this one go. I think this one gonna be good. I don't know why, I just feel it. But look, just take what I'm giving you. All right, so look, I'm at the gym. Okay, I get up at 4:30 in the morning. I do everything I got to do. I'm at the gym, right? I'm in the locker room. I'm sitting there. I'm like, you know what? I'm plowing ticket with God. God plowing ticket with me. He always dropping a dime on me because he like, I need you to talk to him. So I'm like, what? He like, you there? I'm like, I'm there. Okay, God, what you talking about? You know what I'm saying? And I know y'all used to be saying, you know, have y'all been going over to My Name is R1976 on Instagram, baby? Because mama been dropping a dime on you. Okay. Y'all got the whole, you know, first of all, the podcast, okay? Y'all got the podcast like crazy. 500,000 on YouTube impressions. I'm only doing like, you know, like, subscribe, do what it is y'all do. You know, I really don't know, but you know, I know them numbers don't lie. So y'all doing y'all thing over there. Then y'all got me at 90K plus on Spotify. I've been putting that out there in pieces, but I've been taking my time. You know, like, I like to do that sometimes. Like, I put it all over social media, then I go over here and do it on the next one. You know, sometimes I give it all to y'all at the same time. It just depends. You know, I like to say certain things sometimes. It's, you know, it's the structure of the thing. Yeah, but y'all got my Just a Touch of Jay mobile app. Yo, trending. Yo, I don't even know how many times y'all made me app of the day. You know what I'm saying? And y'all got me trending what's hot. That just means y'all over there. Y'all checking it out. Y'all doing stuff. Yeah, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, yo, I love my babies. Then we got the whole boyfriend thing. That's done. We only got one more boyfriend, and I took my time off a little bit. You know, I put my breaks with the boyfriend because God said I needed to put the waist shapers out. Yeah, he said the waist shapers got to go out. I gave y'all 13 brand new waist shapers. Yeah, child. Oh my God. 5 for guys, his fit. Tailor fit to you. You know what I'm saying? I gave y'all Jay's fit. Yeah, that Jay's fit. Child, listen. Yeah, my waist shapers is her fit. His is Taylor's fit to you. You know, I get y'all songs. I've been putting songs out there, child. I've been making music, child, over there at Just a Touch of Jay Radio for a minute now. Okay? At least about 6-7 months. Like, it's just endless stuff. You know, I'll be playing a clarinet for y'all. Just all type of stuff. Like, oh my God. Like, you just don't even know. Then I came up with the Just a Touch of Jay Fitness app. Like, I mean, y'all ain't even really get them pieces yet. I just put that out there just slightly for you. You know, I just been working on my body and doing what it is that I do. Just all type of stuff. Making love these kitchen. I told y'all I gotta give y'all the haters passion drink. Yeah, I just told y'all in the last car confessions that I'm gonna put out. Okay, I gotta give y'all the haters passion drink because it's just been hating stuff. I just been seeing it everywhere. I'm like, oh my gosh. And thank you for your prayers. I'm feeling so much better since the car accident. Yeah, y'all gotta check. Y'all just gotta check out everything. So look, the boyfriend thing is covered up. Then what else is it? Oh, the 100-piece clothing line. You know, just all type of stuff for the females. Like, I mean, I got y'all covered on every level. It's like God just got me out here winning. Okay, so I'm in the locker room, right? And he like, you know, he talked to me. He like, I need you to go talk to him. I'm like, about what? He like, cause you there. I'm like, what you mean I'm there? He like, you gonna have to do the car confession. I'm like, all right. He like, you there? So I'm like, okay, I'm here. You know, God, what are you trying to tell me? What you mean I'm here? He said, Y'all ready? Listen to this. He said, you there, right? Because the rejection don't matter no more. I said, the rejection don't matter no more. He said, remember, it was a time in your life where you felt like everything that you love was turning against you. And I was like, yo, yeah. Any of y'all ever go through that? Oh my gosh. He said, somebody out there going through it right now. He said, Veronica, I need you to go in there and talk to my people. You can't be like Moses. They will not believe me. He said, no, I need you to go in there. I need you to tell them what I'm telling you. So I'm like this. I'm like, all right, God, like, look, break it down on me, right? So he like, the rejection don't matter. I'm like, okay. So he's, you know, helping me with my current situation. And he's helping me see it. And he's like, you know, you had some people that came up against you lately. And I'm like, yo, you right. He like, but it don't matter, right? I'm like, no. He said, don't even phase you, right? I said, no. He said, that's how you know when you there. So I'm like, okay. What are you saying? He said, it's like me, right? When I had to go to the cross. I'm like, okay. All right, okay. I'm starting to feel it. I'm starting to get it. I'm like, okay. He said, you know, they was rejecting me. It was whipping me. It was spitting on me. They ain't believe me. They was rejecting me. They told me, you know, if you the son of God, you know, God really put you down here. You know, do this, do that. Get yourself off the cross. You know, stop this. The crucifixion. You know, they was doing all type of stuff. But the people who knew who he was, they was like, God, you know, like, why? Because it didn't matter. He was going towards the cross for us. So I just had to come on here because God dropped a dime on me. He said, you know, when it don't matter and the cross matters more, your love for me matters more than the opinion of other people, what they might think, what they might say. You know, because that's all the rejection. All the rejection is their perception, their opinions, what they think, what they might say. You know, the thoughts. You know what I'm saying? I'm thoughts. You know, as a man thinketh in his heart, man, woman, in the heart, the things they let get in their heart. Yeah, baby, because their sight, the vision is off. Yeah, because they can't see correctly, because they not seeing they saw correctly. All that said, he said, when all that stuff come up against you and it don't matter no more, you got it. You've arrived. He said, now you going on to your next thing. And I had to come on here and tell somebody, yo, if you got all this opposition and all this stuff, everything you love, everything just coming up against you, every time you turn around, it's something else. You have arrived when you no longer worry about it. Yeah, when you know you chilling and you know God got you and you know he out here making moves, he out there putting it out there in pieces for you like bow, bow, bow. It doesn't really matter. Like it doesn't, you don't cry no more. You know what I'm saying? You don't worry about it no more. You ain't having no more drinks about it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't out here sleeping with this one or sleeping with that one. You ain't lying no more. You ain't doing none of that. You just like, yo, it is what it is. That's when you have arrived. That's when all hell is breaking loose. I told y'all because you in the region. And he said, I need you to go on there because somebody right now, they messed up. He said, y'all contemplating suicide. He said, somebody out there right now about to give up on their life. I let a whole 500,000 people. That's what he told me. He said, you know about you in less than 24 hours. He said, you better go on here and you better let them know that it's okay. That it's okay. You've been there, y'all. Listen, I wanted to take my life before. Listen, okay? Sometimes it just be hard like that. But when God lifts you up, he turn you around, yo. Place your feet on solid ground. You know what I'm saying? He out there doing what it is that he do for you. And that don't matter no more. He was like, yo, you there. You arrived. And I was like this. Oh, I'm so thorough and wise. Like, thank you for telling me that. So I come on here and tell y'all. So please, let's just pump your brakes for a minute. Get out of your pity party. I've been there. I've done it. Get out of the pity party, right? And then just start thinking about how thorough and wise you are. You know what I'm saying? Start thinking about how thorough and wise you are because it don't matter. It really don't matter, yo. When God got your back, it don't even matter how people treat you. Like, it don't matter what they do because you already know you thorough and wise. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. I mean, you just got to worry about you. You got to be like, okay, I'm at the cross. All right, Holy Spirit is speaking. Remember Judas in the Bible, all my Bible scholars, y'all know. Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss, right? Remember I talked to y'all and I told y'all about friends and all that. And you know how people will betray you with a kiss. okay? Your thoughts be off sometimes. Sometimes you be in these situations, you know, and things like that, okay? Let's just talk about two people. We're going to talk about Judas and we're going to talk about Peter. Okay, now Peter was trying to stop him from getting to the cross, Jesus, okay? Because remember he cut the person's ear off? And Jesus like, no, they need to hear. You know what I'm saying? You can't be out here cutting people's ear off. Peter was out there, you know, he was denying Jesus. He was out there cursing people out for Jesus. You know, he the one that walked on the water, right? Then you got Judas. He tried to stop him from getting to the cross. But see, it didn't stop him from getting to the cross. You know what I'm saying? It helped him get to the cross even better because he did that whole betrayal thing with the kiss. Yeah. So look, let me sum it up for you what I'm trying to say. Sometimes people won't come up there and they're going to give you a kiss. Yeah, and they're going to tell you that they love you. You know, because we all in a Love Doctor series. You know what I'm saying? I had to, you know, make sure I put a relationship thing out there. Yeah, they're going to give you the kiss and they're going to be like, you know, I love you. You know, all this other type of stuff. You know, at different times of your life, they're going to come around. You know, she going to be looking good like, yeah, you know, I only want to be with you, but really she trying to hurt you or something like that. She really trying to be with you. You know what I'm saying? She just trying to give you a get back. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, that type of thing. You know, stuff like that. You know, sometimes God, you know, he'll put you in that situation, yo. Just because, you know, you ain't doing what it is you supposed to do. And he'll let you be going through it. You know what I'm saying? While you with it. You know, I told you he did that with me with number 9. But anyway, look. Boyfriend number 9. The one I didn't love because I was in love with somebody else. Boyfriend number 10, I love my life. Yeah, but anyway, look. Sorry about that, y'all. Listen, my alarm went off on my phone. Yeah, it's telling me it's time for me to leave the gym. I told y'all my life is just so strategic. Like, it's like, yo, leave the gym now. Then I got an encouraging message like, Veronica, you're doing an amazing job. Just remember that God loves you. You know, I got all type of stuff. Like, 10 o'clock, could go off and say this. 2 o'clock, did you complete some goals? Like, just, you know, it's very structured, okay? So anyway, look, let's get back to it, okay? Judas, Peter. One, they both was, you know, messing them up with the cross, but one really was trying to get him there and one was trying to not get him there. Okay. So Peter was the one that was fighting people off. Like, no, you can't take him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you know what I mean? He was that one. That was Peter. You know, he was kind of like ride or die and stuff. You know what I'm saying? He was cutting people's ears off and cursing and wilding out. Like, well, I wish you would disrespect him. Like, he was like that. All out there being like that when it comes to God, child, I be like that. I be getting mad sometimes. But anyway, look. So Judas was the one, you know, who did the whole stealing and everything. He controlled the money. You know what I mean? He was Judas' right hand man. That's what I was telling y'all. You know, like the right hand person in a relationship. You know, this person that you with. Yeah, because you be in a Love Doctor series. Sometimes they could betray you too. All type of stuff be going on. Like you just feel like everything up against you. You gotta remember, like I said, be happy about it because you're there and that's the cross. You got to go through that. You know what I'm saying? All you got to remember is why you're going through your cross, that God got it because you've arrived. Because now the naysayers, the disbelievers, all the people, everything that's up against you, it no longer matters. Because now the only thing that matters to you is that your cross is bared. I said, you know what, God? You're right. That's the only thing that matters to me. Yo, I don't care about nothing else. Nothing else but just making sure that I display the love of Christ. That's it. And I don't think I ever been there before in my life. And he said, yo, you got to go tell my people this. Because somebody out there, they think their whole life is messed up. I can't wait for y'all to see the movie. I can't wait for y'all to get the book. I can't wait for y'all to get this for God's glory and recipes from God, you know, on the Just a Touch of J fitness app and stuff like that. Like, it's just been marinating and now it's here. And I just can't wait for y'all to see my story so you can really understand where I came from. To understand I used to be just like you. And I'm telling you, yo, when you get there and none of that matters no more, all that matters is that you just spread God's love. Whew. Jesus, my God. And it really doesn't matter to you. It really doesn't. That's when you there. And God was like, yo, you there. Yeah, you there. Go tell them. Stop worrying about the hell and things like that that's breaking loose. What is your current feeling about it? How are you receiving this? How are you perceiving this? How are you getting the download, the message? You looking at it wrong. That's what he said. He said, you looking at it wrong. Go tell them they not looking at it right. They not looking at it like, yo, I'm at the cross. I've arrived. I'm near. You know, you got to look at that thing differently. See that thing differently. You no longer, thank you, Holy Spirit, you are no longer upset with others. Yo, you pray for them. You see how lost they are. You know what I'm saying? You tell them, you know what I mean? Stuff like, you know, God loves you and things like that. When you there, did I ever tell y'all a story? I got to tell y'all a story that I'm closing out because the car confessions is what we doing and it can't be no longer. I told y'all at least 10 to 15 to 20 minutes. Okay, and I got to leave the gym. All right? But look, man, the way I be trying to bring this thing to y'all just be so crazy. All right? So look, this is what happened. I'm at the gym. I'm having a day. This is, I probably maybe a month and a half ago, 2 months. Yeah, about a month and a half ago. I mean, when y'all get the book and stuff, you're going to be like, damn, I didn't even know. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it was just a day. Yeah. So I'm like, man, I'm in the locker room talking to God. God talking to me. I'm always talking to God. Shout out to y'all who be talking to God in public. Like, yeah, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Because you know he be talking to you. Because you be listening. Yeah. But I'm talking and he dropped a dime on me. And he was like, you know, telling me, you know, everything going to be okay. A girl walks in the locker room. White girl. Okay. She walk in the locker room. She goes, just like this. I had my back towards her. She said, I just want to tell you that Jesus loves you. And I was like, oh, I know. She was like, oh my God, you know him? I was like, yes. I was like, I was just talking to him. She was like, me too. She was like, I was working out the whole time and he kept pointing me out to you. She was like, he kept saying, go over there and go tell her. And she was like, I kept saying, her? I don't want to go tell her. You just don't walk up to somebody and tell somebody Jesus loves you. And you know, she going back and forth. She's like, but I just wanted to be obedient. And he said, he loves you and he wants you to know that everything is going to be okay. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It was that easy. She came over to me and she was like, I was so nervous. And I'm like, for what? And she's like, I don't know. You know, you don't walk up and just tell people. But he kept telling me, her, that one, go tell her now. And I'm like, yo, I needed that. And you need that. So he told me, come out here, come sit in the car real quick and let you know, yo, you have arrived. When you no longer worried about the opinion or what other people do to you. Like, you just like, yo, I gotta pray for you. Like, I gotta pray for them. And you keep on going on about your life. Yeah, that's when you arrive. But look, this is what he said. Let me go ahead and try to end it with this. Okay, I'm at 4 minutes. Y'all, I'm doing so good. Okay, look. Let me try to end it like this. You got to watch it, though. Yeah. You got to watch it because at this point in your life, sometimes you might feel like you alone. Yeah, at this point in your life, you might feel like, dang, what am I going to do? Because remember, you was anchored to things. Please check out Anchored podcast. I recorded y'all real thorough wise for how y'all been listening to that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you anchor to things, you just messed up. Yeah. And you know, you can have triggers and things and all that type of stuff that come up against you that be trying to send you back to be handling things the way you used to. When you have got to that part of your life where you no longer handle the things the way that you used to, because it's always gonna come back around. All right, look. It's going to come back around until you get the lesson. The same thing's going to keep happening and happening. You're going to be like, damn, I'm right back here again. Dag, this person right back in my life again. Dag, this is going on again because you haven't handled it correctly. I just put the post out there that said, well, my name is Ronnie, RONI76, all over Instagram, baby. Right? This is what it said. It said something like this. God told me to come and tell you, you got to do it again because you didn't listen to him the first time. So sometimes he make you go ahead and you do things again. But in this season, I need you to understand that you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't be afraid. None of that type of stuff. You got to know, like, look, I'm here. None of those things matter anymore. You got to be real careful that you don't try to go back. And sometimes you'll sabotage it because it's the same thing again. What you got to remember is that you're the difference in the same thing. Like, people been coming at me. Look, okay, perfect example. Thank you, God. People been hitting me up. I told you, people be trying to manage me. People be trying to do all type of stuff. You know, a lot of old people that, you know, were in my life are starting to come back to me now in this season. And God already showed me who they were. Some of you say, can't deal with this one. Don't deal with that one. Watch this. You know, things like that, because he took me through this thing. Remember, I had the whole food thing and I couldn't eat and all this other type of stuff. Shout out to y'all for y'all prayers, man. Mama over here thick. Eating and everything. I've been working out for a year, child. My body's so crazy. But look, anyway, look, let's get back there, right? These people are coming to me, right? And God said, you know, you can't handle it like this. You got to remember that you're different. See, they still in the same situation. And the way you was handling it last time was that way. No, you don't do it like that. Remember, yo, sometimes people need to see the change that God did in you. So when they do the same thing, you got to respond the way that God taught you how to respond. I put that out there too. Look at the Joyce Meyer's book, Loving People Who Are Hard to Love. There's a page that I put out on my social media, all on social media, where it's talking about how God gave you the example on how to love people. You're supposed to love people regardless of what they do. You understand what I'm saying? Regardless, love your neighbor like you love yourself. If you're having an issue with loving people or receiving love, that means you got something going on with you and how you love yourself. Please, don't let me drop new dimes on y'all, okay? Because I'm over here giving y'all this business. But look, when you there, when you get there, just make sure that you handle it the right way, the way that God taught you how to handle it in that season. Because he taught me, see, the last 3-4 years, God been working on me. Told y'all I got the counseling. You know what I mean? I did the therapy for like 2 years. Make sure y'all get that therapy. Turn out be real thoroughly wise like me. I tell everybody the truth now. I don't be doing that lying stuff no more. Come on here, tell y'all how I was addicted to pornography. All that type of stuff. You know, but sometimes certain situations, when they the same, you know, your triggers and things, it can send you back to doing the same thing. But you can't do that. Just remember, in this season, you have arrived. Be happy. Be thoroughly wise. Understand that if these things ain't bothering you, it's because now you are more worried about the cross, the actual mission. Like, my mission is to make sure that I show people the love of God. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's my mission. To let y'all see that God can heal somebody. That God can change somebody's life around. Yeah, so look, I just had to come over here and tell you all that because somebody ready to give up. Like, you like this. I can't no more. It's just too much. I've been there. I've done that. No. Handle it the way that God told you how to handle it so you don't have to keep doing it again. Yeah. Put on your big girl, your big guy panties. You know, not panties. Big guy boxer briefs. Shout out to Just a Touch of Jay's undies and Just a Touch of his undies. These boxer briefs, y'all gonna be like, yo, can I get them? All right, wait till you see how I put the J on it. Then I got Just a Touch of J's undies. Yeah, they my undies. Yeah, and then I got, you know, Just a Touch of her fit, you know, just for the regular thing. Yeah, it's real dope. You know, over there in the online store, this is justatouchofj.com. You know, shameless plug. But anyway, I'm just saying, yo, man, be happy when you have arrived. You looking at it wrong. That's all. God said, just go tell them they looking at it wrong, man. They got to look at it right. Like, they arrived. Yo, when that stuff don't matter to you no more, you just want to just be happy and just love and stuff. People be doing trickery on you, all type of stuff. You just be like, what in the hell's going on now? You say a prayer for them, you keep a pushing? Yo, they might think you don't care, whatever, but that's on them. That's not your problem. Yo, that's their problem. That's how they feel about the current situation. All you gotta do is just worry about the fact that, yo, you've arrived. God is able to use you. It don't matter no more. He gonna be blessing your life like me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see me out there in pieces? Y'all see it? Yeah, I'm saying, you can't deny the shine. You know, just do what he tell you to do and you're going to be good. All right, so look, that was the car confessions. Boom, I think I did about 25 minutes, maybe something like that, 22 minutes. I'm getting there. I'm going to get there. But the car confessions is where I come to y'all and I just drop a dime on you, whatever it is that I got in the car. You know, I might be like, I'm on 85. Oh, my God. You know, let me tell you what happened. Or I might just be like, I just want to tell y'all I love you today. All right, bye. Yeah, so y'all gonna be getting them little nuggets out there, you know, and them pieces out there, and Just Touch of Jay's vocals, and you know, all the hashtags. I put them out on social media too. Make sure you check that out. You know, so you can follow my hashtags. There's so many of them, God. Just Touch of Jay's prayers, Just Touch of Jay's fitness, Just Touch of Jay's fitness app, Just Touch of Jay's cannabis, Just Touch of Jay's food, Megalovie's kitchen, all type of stuff. Yeah, all type of stuff, you know, I got coming to y'all. So, the fitness gloves. Child, y'all, how I can't find one of my gloves? I was like, yo, what? Like, I need my gloves when I work out. I was so irritated about it. I was like, oh. I said, I guess I'm going to have to go in there and make me some new gloves, some other gloves, because the gloves is coming to y'all too. Yeah, we got the gloves and everything. I'm trying to tell you, whatever I put out for the girl, the guy getting too. Yeah, tell us fit crazy. Oh my God, the clothing line. It's just so much, y'all. Y'all just got to bear with me with these pieces, all right? I love y'all. Make sure y'all listen to my boyfriend thing and everything else. Y'all have an amazing day, all right? Remember, this is just a touch of J, baby. Everything else is God. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll put some music on or something. Leave y'all with something. I don't know, man. But today is Thursday. What? Hold on. Let me turn the car on. Y'all know I got an electric car now. I'm going to tell y'all that. Try to see how the thing works. Try all these gadgets and stuff. I'm like, yo. I've been out of the loop because I've been a little messed up for the last few years. You feel what I'm saying? So now, like, I'll be doing stuff and I'll just be like, what is this new crap? Why is it like this? It's April the 25th, Thursday, 2024, about 7:15 a.m. I feel like I need to put a timestamp on. Yo, I don't even know what happened. I tried to turn the car on and the phone hooked up to the car. So I probably, y'all can't hear me, but I told y'all the date, okay? It's the 25th. I think I told y'all 2024 Thursday. I'm trying to put a timestamp on it now. Everything that I'm doing with y'all is 7:15 in the morning, okay? And I've been up since 4:30 doing my thing. And this is just a touch of Jay. This is the car confessions thing. I hope you heard me. I got to see how it plays back because I'm in the car. So like I was telling y'all before, I might have to put the mic on because I've been recording. This is probably like the fifth one that I've done for y'all. Like I've been doing them kind of like every day, but they've been the sound quality is bad. So I got my mic. I'm going to have to see how this one sound, but I'm going to put it out there in peace for you anyway. You know what I'm saying? I put it out there and I was telling y'all about everything and I tried to turn the car on to get the date and the time and the thing done hooked up to this electric car. I told y'all how to work all this stuff, these gadgets and everything. Like, yo, it be killing me softly sometimes because I was telling y'all I've been out of the loop for a little because I've been ill, so I don't know all this. It's a lot of new technology. I'm like playing catch up and then my memory was going. So sometimes I just be having these aha moments. And you know, and God be dropping a dime on me. So look, y'all gonna be getting the car confessions again, okay? I just had to come back real quick and just try to end it the right way because I don't know what you heard. I ain't listened to it yet, so. But you know, I put it out there in pieces. I'm be doing that editing and all that stuff. All right, yo. I love y'all, okay? Bye. Have an amazing day. And smile, man. You've arrived, yo. You there. All right? Bye. What's up, y'all? This is just a touch of J, man. And I was sitting here thinking. And you know what I said? I said, you know what, God? God's been blessing me in front of you for many years. Yeah, he's been blessing me in front of y'all for many years. I mean, blessings on blessings. Astonishment, man. Look, achievements, success, and fame. I mean, I'm always winning. Through sickness and in health. Testimony after testimony, through trials and tribulations, I'm a real live walking miracle. You should believe in Christ by now. Yeah, real talk. I was sitting here and I was talking to myself, and self was talking to me. And I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and politic with God. And you know, God said, come tell y'all, you should believe in Christ by now. And if you don't, you might want to question why not. Oh my gosh, listen y'all, go check out my 13 new waist trainers in my online store. This is just a touch of J.com because this is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go check that. Oh my gosh, y'all gonna be like this. She's so thorough and wise. Yeah, go over to this is just a touch of J.com and check out all them pieces. Yeah, we got Taylor Fit, Jay's Fit over there. Yeah, his fit and my fit. Alright, I'll be back so I can take y'all. I love my babies. Make sure y'all have a good one, alright? Yeah, make sure y'all check my 13 13 new waist trainers for y'all. Yeah, mama just putting it all out there in pieces for you, man.
Smooches.
I love my babies. Bye-bye.
Hold on, y'all. Check this out, too.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all, man? This is just a touch of J.
What y'all out there doing?
What y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate a baby? Just living your best life. Doing what it is that you do that you do.
On my Just a Touch of J podcast, baby.
Y'all know I just had to come on here and tell y'all thank
for
you.
For the 6,000.
For the 6,000.
K-K's
via Spotify.
Yeah, man.
Out there shining on them, man, and they hating it, baby, because y'all out there
doing what it is that you do.
I love y'all. I just want to come on here and tell y'all thank you.
I see you, baby,
doing what it is that you do.
This is just a touch of J.
I love y'all. Make sure y'all checking out that boyfriend thing too. Oh my gosh, this thing gonna be hitting. I'm dropping dimes on y'all.
Thank you for listening
y'all
to the Just a Touch of J podcast, man.
I love my babies.
Wait a minute. I gotta tell y'all thank you.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate a baby? Just living your best life? Yeah, doing what it is that you do. Well, listen, man, I had to come on here and I just wanted to tell y'all thank you. Yeah, for making the Just a Touch of J mobile app of the day again. And did y'all hear about my second Just a Touch of J app? Yeah, it's called the Just a Touch of J fitness app. Make sure y'all are checking that out up in my link tree and my bios. Make sure y'all sign up for that. Mama gonna drop a dime on you. Thank you for the 500,000 impressions on my Just a Touch of J podcast page on YouTube, and the 90k plays that y'all gave me on Spotify for my Just a Touch of J podcast. Man, I don't know what y'all out there doing, but I love y'all, and I just wanted to tell y'all thank you. Yeah, mama about to drop a dime on y'all. I got them pieces for you, baby.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is Just a Touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like
pieces
it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Like it when I do it like that, baby.
And my name is @RONF76 on Instagram, baby.
Ladies,
all he needs is just a touch of J.
Y'all hear that?
It's telling fit, baby.
Ladies,
all he needs is just a touch of J. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all hear that? All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?
So y'all, what y'all out there doing? Listen, right? So remember when I told y'all that I was going to give y'all, you know, a little tribute to Nas? You know, he came out with his new album and it was definitely thorough and wise. But I decided to do a little throwback thing for him. Yeah, I wanted to throw it back. You know, everybody's always coming out with all this new stuff. I'm like, you know what? This is just a touch of J, man. I got to put this out there in pieces for y'all. So I say, you know what? Let me go ahead, throw this thing back. And I want y'all to check it out. Listen, all right? It's up next.
This is just a touch of J. I got to throw this thing back with the truth.
Man, what y'all want me to say? I got to give a shout out to my man Nas. I told y'all this thing was coming. Man, you might as well hate me now.
Football season has returned.
Been a long time.
Just a touch.
Been a long time coming.
Just a touch.
It's life or death with me, man.
This is just a touch.
You know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am.
Feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me now.
Come on.
But I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now, you can hate me now.
Do it now, do it now, do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see, clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, chickens, honeys that swollen, the richest, Nas get in ya, most critically acclaimed, Pulitzer prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator, my style's greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters, commentators ringside try, watching my paper, almost a decade, quite impressive, most of the best is in the S's, for this rap stuff that I stand for, expanding more to the big screen, Bill Gates dreams, but it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last, like your favorite MC, still making some mean casts. First rapper to bring a platinum black back to the projects, but you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power, I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now,
I won't stop,
but I won't stop now.
You can't stop,
cause I can't stop now.
You can hate me.
You can hate me now.
Do it
now. I hate you too,
but I won't stop now.
Come on. Come on.
Cause I can't stop now.
Come on.
You can hate me now.
Do it now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now. I told you, do it now.
This is just a touch of J. Y'all like it when I do it like that? I woke up this morning like.
Yourself,
got yourself.
Yo, I'm living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You from the hood, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You want beef, hope ya.
Got yourself.
And when I see you, I'ma take what I want, so you try to front, hope ya.
Got yourself.
You ain't real, hope ya.
Oh man, I know y'all ready for this one. Steady, are you ready? Oh my gosh, y'all like that? Y'all know I'm about to put this out there in pieces for you, right? I mean, I know y'all know what's going on, right? Come on, man.
Feel the melody that's in the air.
You know, tell y'all this is just a touch of J. Man, y'all better stop acting like y'all don't know what I'm doing.
What's going down?
However do you want me?
J.
However do you need me?
J.
However do you want me?
Oh my gosh, y'all gotta check this one out.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ready for this one? To tell when nothing that I got going nothing,
on.
Man, nothing, man. Nothing.
Just such a change. Y'all already know I put this out there in pieces for you, right?
Oh, yeah, baby. That's that joint right there. Ooh.
Come
on.
Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot. Make it pop.
Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang.
Yeah, gangsters. I just had to drop a bomb on them.
Honestly,
like flex.
Man, y'all know how I feel when I wake up
honestly,
in the morning.
Honestly, feel like, man, this is just a touch of J.
J.
And I will not lose.
Jay-Z.
What's up, niggas? Hey, yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You?
You?
What?
What's Jay-Z.
What's up? Been on my... Nigga, you love my style, nigga. You not the crazy.
Jay-Z.
Mess with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, floor style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can I be garbage? At your college, at the side of your dome, come out of my throne. I got this lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, soapy fame, kept my name in his music. Check it. I
mess with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Wait a minute. I did prove that you lost already. Okay, I did. All right. But have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Have y'all downloaded the Just a Touch of J app? Matter of fact, have y'all listened to the Just a Touch of J podcast? And I know y'all out there, you know, checking out my marijuana papers called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Yeah, I try to put that out there in pieces for you, right? Also, have y'all checked out Lady? Okay, y'all hear that? Have y'all checked out the Just a Touch of J fitness line? Man, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all check it out. Man, listen to the next song too, alright? It's up next.
You know, I still run with that blood of a slave balling in my veins. It's just hot until a nigga can't take it no more. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Turn my voice up. Ayo, the brother's still matic. I crawled up out of that grave, wiping the dirt, cleaning my shirt. They thought I'd make another illmatic. But it's always forward, I'm moving. Never backwards, stupid. Here's another classic. C-notes is falling from the sky.
Y'all hear that?
Oh, man.
A
By now the credits rolling, starring Nas, executive poet, produced, directed by the kids slash Escobar. Narration describes the lives of lost tribes in the ghetto trying to survive. The feature opens with this young black child. Fingers scratched, cigarette burns on the sofa, turning the TV down while Mary Jane girls, 45s playing, soft in the background. Food from C-Town's, mornings was hash brown, stepped over dope fiends, walking out the door, all of us poor. I learned the difference between the snitches, the real ones, and who's soft, and the murderous, hungriest crews. People jumping from roofs, shotguns pumping, made it through my youth, walking very thin lines, ages 7 and 9, that's the age I was on my album cover. This is the rebirth, I know the streets thirst water like Moses, walking through the hot desert, searching to be free. This is my ending and my new beginning, nostalgia, alpha and omega places. It's like a glitch in the matrix, I seen it all, did it all. Most of y'all are pop for a minute, spit a sentence, then a game and get rid of y'all. Y'all got there, but y'all ain't get it all. I want my style back, hate the C-Shot plan. It's the rap repo man to them double up hustlers, bitters, niggas who real, professional, stick up kids, dreaming for meals. Let my words guide you, get inside you, from crypt to pyros. This is survival.
Survival.
Yeah, man.
What's my name?
JUSTATOUCHOF
_ a letter J.
J.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. The girl who fly and talk so nicely, put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the T, this is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you wish with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town. Yeah, I've been that. You know I where you and your men's at. Through the smurf, through the WAP baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringing 88 back.
Y'all know I'm giving y'all that business, right?
Jay. Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My lobs again lit up the trunk of the car, we got the. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your mans to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulances. Knock a pimp's drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up.
Oh my gosh, I'm killing y'all with this. This is just a touch of J, man. I put this out to your pieces for you.
Let the music diffuse all attention. Baller convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the kept. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at?
Did I tell y'all to go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen? Huh? It's where I do my food thing. Yeah. And y'all got the Just a Touch of J podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh. Y'all so thorough and wise. Yeah. But anyway, look, let's get back to Nas, man, cause they shooting.
Yo, my mood is real rude. I'll beat you out, show you what's do. Mobsters don't box my obliges. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Pun said, you ain't even in me classa. Made batch, bins, backseat, TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do, make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is.
show me love, let me feel how to hit this. Females who's the sexiest is always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, it's a don you with. My non-spit, jiggin' blues consciousness.
Now let me end this right, 'cause all I need is one mic.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here, it's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip would probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs, like Osiris and Isis, parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cop again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops his Heineken, ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back, forget getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody come home, little brothers is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chasing street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to fly with my power, this is what now is about, brothers. The time is now. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. One mic. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. All I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. All I need is one cup, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Touch all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 to 20 to 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my duns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get caught up. Pain to go through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Brothers roll up. From wheelchairs, my heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this all slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of too many. If y'all people really with me, get busy, load up the. Do more than just hold it, explode the until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rust, we rust. Flying, feel it, I feel it in my gut that we take these dudes to war. Lie them down, 'cause we stronger now. My people's the time is now. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. There's nothing else in the world. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man, what I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand and wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick stuff, but my name is biblical. Wonder what my secrets is, enemies move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late, I'm mad, young, I'm laughing, 'cause I'm a cool brother. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you brothers, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, war gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison yard. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a when we killed, body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler purchased my reins. People throwing dirt on my name. Jealous 'cause fiends got their work and complain. Women left me 'cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon, 'cause none of these brothers real. Heard they were telling police, how can a kingpin squeal? This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Cash. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic. One mic. Spread my voice to the whole world. Whole world, baby.
This is just a touch of J, y'all, and I had to put all that out there. In pieces for you, baby. Man, make sure y'all keep staying tuned. I got a lot of stuff coming to y'all, man. Remember, the truth shall set you free, okay? Make sure y'all keep being thorough and wise, 'cause I am.